Shalom, Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I'm fine. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Everything is great. We've had some really nice weather this last couple of days.
Such a nice day today.
Beautiful. We can go out to the beach and suntan.
Yeah, but still, you know, the sun is there, but the temperature aren't.
Yeah,
the temperature is down. It's going down.
Yes, winter is coming. Well,
yeah.
Anyway, lach lecha.
Parashat lech lecha. Yeah.
We should go out of our comfort zone. Is really what lech lecha really talks about. How God speaks to Avram, commanding him, go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's house. Where are you going to go? To the land which I will show you.
Yeah.
What's the land? He doesn't know. But that's where he's going to go. He has something which is called Kabbalat Ol. He has accepting the yoke of God. If God tells him to go here, that's what he's going to do. And Abraham, now we got to remember that Abraham, his name was still Avram.
Avram, yeah, and Sarah was Sarai.
Sarai, correct.
Yeah.
So only later on in the Torah portion did the name change to what we know, Avraham and Sarah.
Yeah.
And they accompanied the nephew Lot, and they went on the journey of Canaan, where Abram built altars and continued spreading the message of God. And then at that period of time, there was a famine and forced the first Jews to depart to Egypt,
yeah,
where Sarai, who was beautiful, was taken to Pharaoh's palace, and Abram escapes death because they present themselves that this is a brother and a sister. And the Egyptians weren't allowed to touch a sister, you know, a plague prevented the Egyptians at that period of time, and they were able to be saved. And back in the land of Canaan again, Lot, who is a nephew of Abraham, gets captured, and by the by Kedolah Omar, by his armies, and eventually Abraham is able to save him.
Yeah.
Now, this is really, if you think about the first Torah portion, that we really bring Abraham onto the biblical scene. And he's the first time that he's talked about. And our father, in other words, our family father, Abraham, brings new life, if you think about it, to the world. Because he spreads the message of Hashem, of godliness, and he also shows his side that he's a fearless fighter for justice. He's putting his own life on the line to save, when he goes and saves his nephew Lot. And we see that it was after Abraham rescued his nephew that the king of Sodom thanked Abraham for liberating the other prisoners of war.
Yeah.
And the king offers Abraham, you know, all the spoils of the war and asks them only, he asks only to have his men back. Tenli hanefesh, he says.
Yeah.
Give me the people that obviously you have taken and everything. However, and you can keep the possessions for yourself.
But Abraham refused.
I'm sorry?
I say, but Abraham refused. Sorry for stopping you.
No. Yeah. No, for sure. Yes, he did. So the thing is if we just got to focus a little bit on when it says, Tenli hanefesh, give me the people, give me the souls. What does that mean? What is that? Because there's such a deeper meaning in those three words, which I think is a very, very phenomenal and important lesson that we can learn. I remember hearing once a very powerful, it was on Simchat Torah, and a very, very powerful and passionate call by someone who I looked up to very much and was my saintly mentor, which was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and happened to be on Simchat Torah when we celebrate the gift of Torah and a spirit of boundless joy, and you know, everything's we're all happy and everything is amazing. And he appealed, it was very interesting, because he appealed for charity to be given in the same heightened spirit. In other words, that beyond normal limitations or the usual, you know, you think, can I give this, can I give this, can I not give this, whatever. He said, you give everything. And later he explained that when he was there, his call was to have been one of the ten liham nefesh, which means, give me the soul.
Yeah.
It was a special moment, and what he was demanding of everyone that was there was a genuine outpouring of his soul. A sincere act of pure faith, beyond reason or issues of anything. And the Rebbe had called at that period of time an unconditional commitment. And obviously we understand what he was talking about at that period of time was how we're supposed to have an unconditional commitment of love between us and God. And the call of Tendi HaNefesh, give me the soul, it still reverberates because it really applies to everything we do. If you think about it, we are all composites of a body and a soul. But more often than not, our physical selves, who we are, gets all the attention. However, our spiritual side is a lot of times very much neglected.
Yeah.
And if you know, you hear all the time, how many times do we hear Jews, you know, even if you think, you know, younger Jews complaining that Judaism lacks spirituality, that, you know, the synagogue and the temples are, they're void, you know, there really isn't a feeling of atmosphere, of sanctity. And then these people are trekking off, you know, to the Himalayas to find, you know, the spirituality, yeah, the purpose and depth and everything. All the things that we were not able to give then, supposedly. And how many bar mitzvahs and weddings, you know, everything's got to do with the materialistic aspects of it, and the friends and the neighbors are trying to figure out how each one can outdo the other person, you know, and have the elaborate settings that come with it, which I think which really misses the whole point of what the celebration is about. And God calls out, give me the soul. Give me back what is mine. Put some spirit back in Judaism. And God is telling us, you know, enough of the Mickey Mouse routines and rituals and the gimmicks and we can't do this, we can't do this, or whatever it may be. We have to be able to get beyond the external. We need to give me some soul. That's what Hashem is asking us. God is asking us, give me the soul that I have implanted in you. And when our faith is superficial, we rarely look foolish. And we look as foolish as the thief, the pathetic thief, as that says in the Talmud, because the Talmud, the Gemara, explains that a thief, which is about to enter into a bank or into a place, that he's about to do a criminal act of stealing something. What does he do? Before he goes in, he says, he prays to God, God, please make me have a successful night and please save me. That's a chutzpah this guy has,
yeah,
the Gemara says. You know, he's about to violate God's express command of not to steal. And what does he do? He has the audacity not only to steal, but he's asking God to help him do the job. And if you think about it, how is he able to do that? How can he have that chutzpah? But it's because it's the effect of his superficial faith that he has. That faith hasn't penetrated, because if it would have permeated and become part of his life, number one, A, he wouldn't be stealing, And number two, even if he would be silly, he wouldn't be asking God, please, save me and help me. And the truth is, really, that we all believe, even the thieves that is mentioned in the Talmud, even the thieves that are among us.
Yeah, the criminals.
Right. The challenge is for the penny to drop. What does that mean? For that the faith to reach into our core, to touch our souls. Once our soul gets that feeling, gets that touching of that we really feel that faith, then we're able to listen and heed to the call of what Hashem wants. Ten li ha-nefesh, give me the soul. Let us move beyond superficial Judaism to something deeper, to something that's real. That what will happen when we do that? It will touch our souls. It will inspire our children. And that is one of the most important things. We have to be able to go out of our comfort zones. Lech lecha. Go out of our comfort zones and become something that's, we're not superficial. We're true. We've got the core essence of what Hashem wants us to do. We have His soul. We have to just use it in the right way. And that's what God told Avram. Go out of your house. Go out of your father's house. Go out of your birthplace. Everything that you feel comfortable with. Go out into the world.
And we see how Avram obeys the Lord. We will see the next parasha with the Akedat Yitzchak.
With the sacrifice of his only son.
But he's a great believer and does everything with no questions. Lech lecha, he goes.
Exactly.
He does. And he's supposed to be the first Jewish person in the world, Avram.
That's right. Yeah, that is right. That is correct. And that's, you know, one of the big differences between Noah that we had last week and Abraham. Abraham did, if Hashem told him, if God told him to go out of your birthplace and everything, he went. He did. That's what God told him to do. But Noah, as we discussed last week, he wasn't so like that.
Yeah.
He was more human. He was more, well, maybe you're not going to bring the flood. Maybe this, maybe that.
Because he was naive too.
Right. He didn't even go into the cave. He didn't even go into the ark until the floods, water pushed him in, as it brought down to one of the commentaries. Why? Because he didn't believe that God was going to do that.
Or because he was drunk. He had a few glasses.
That's true too. So that's a very big fundamental difference that we see between Abraham and Noah. But yes, Abraham teaches us such an important lesson. We have to go out of our comfort zones if we want to be able to give back the soul that God gave us, returning it to Him in a correct and beautiful manner.
That's nice. So
that is in regards to this week's Torah portion.
Lech Lecha.
Mm-hmm.
And services at Shari Tzedek.
Services are this evening at Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and Shabbat morning, 9 o'clock, and Sunday morning, 8:30 at the Shar HaShemayim. Davening, morning service, and freshly cooked breakfast.
Good. That's very nice.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi, I wanted to thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
And
God willing, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm, beautiful.
Thank you.
Have a good week. We'll
you
talk
too.
To
you too.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Bye-bye.